Hey everyone, welcome to the Texas Outlaw Running Talk Show. This is your host, Briston Raines. I'm the founder, owner, and Texas Division Race Director here at Texas Outlaw Running. This episode you're about to listen to is known as Shooting the Bull. Shooting the Bull episodes release every Monday, and we shoot the bull about running, fitness, and life itself. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to leave us a rating. Thanks for tuning in, and enjoy this show of us shooting the bull. Anyways, welcome to the Shoot the Bull podcast, y'all. I just got done hosting the West Texas Ultra. We had over 200 people for this event that I just came back from in West Texas. And if you heard the podcast before, you heard all of the unrelenting work I've been doing going into this race. So yesterday, I actually took some time and I quote unquote took a rest day, but really I got homework done. I don't know if that counts as rest, but anyways, yep. Here we are today. Today's Tuesday and we have our next race. Actually, I have one this weekend again. I have another race this weekend. It's back to back to back or something like that. Anyways, but I'm alive. Like I told my buddy at church, he said, "Hey man, how you doing?" He said, "I'm overwhelmed, but I'm alive." So here I am.
He's in the fight.
I'm alive and well. But anyways, Ashley, you had texted me and you had said that you wanted to talk about five questions about running for each other.
Yep. I was just thinking speed round. I got my five right here, so I'm ready to go.
Jeez. Okay. Five questions about running. All right. Go ahead, Ashley.
All right. Number one, you're running a workout. Morning or afternoon?
Oh, workout? A cool evening, not in the summer.
So afternoon?
Yeah, and I'll give you a reason why. If I have a workout in the morning, I get super like sick feeling and I feel like I'm going to throw up. I just feel like that most mornings. So anyways, yeah, so and I feel more awake. So like, for example, if I head out the door right now and I go for a run, it's going to be a very slow run. Whereas if I head out the door and run this evening, my run's going to be a lot faster because my body's had time to wake up. And I just think I do better in workouts in the evening. So that's why.
So. Good. All right, number two, sub 4 in the mile or sub 12 in the 100 mile. And the world record in the 100 mile on the track is 10 hours and 51 minutes. So would you rather go 11:59 in the 100 mile or 3:59 in the mile?
3:59 in the mile because it's quicker and the pain's less. 100 mile, dude, you're going to be hurting for like 6 hours straight. Whereas, you know, for the mile, you might be only hurting for like a minute and a half.
Yeah. But would you rather have the sub 4 as your credential as opposed to the sub 12 100 miler?
Oh, as a credential. I was like, yeah. Oh, look what I ran. I think sub 4 would get me more credibility than sub 12 because a lot of people don't even know what that is. So,
yeah, that's good. All right, number three, biking or swimming for cross training?
Biking or swimming? Neither. Both of them suck. I guess I choose biking, but I'm very specific on it. It has to be really cool weather, like really cool temperature, and it has to be on either a road that is safe, or on a Zwift in the air condition with a fan.
Yeah, that's fair.
Staring at the bottom of the pool sucks. So
yeah, I agree. All right, number four. If you could only run one distance for training for the rest of your life, what would it be and why?
One distance for training for the rest of my life.
You could only go on 10-mile runs for the rest of your life.
Oh, like I can only choose one distance for the rest of my life? Yep. And would that have to be like every day?
And then it can be, you know, whatever days you want, but you have to go run that distance.
No, so I can't go lower or higher.
Yep.
I would probably choose, like, I think 10 miles is good.
I was going to say 10 miles too.
Yeah, 10 miles. It's a good medium. You could still get pretty far. Even if you only run it 2-3 times a week, still a good distance.
Right. All right. Number five, the one that's on everybody's mind. You're going on an easy run.
Okay.
Trail or road?
On an easy run?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's on everyone's mind, Asher.
Well, I mean, you're a trail race director, so.
An easy run? I feel like,
Are you just going out for a run to enjoy yourself? Where are you going to run? Trail road?
Oh yeah. I mean, it depends. If it's beautiful trail, then I'll go run on trail. But if it's ugly trail, I'm gonna go, and it's beautiful road, I'm gonna go run on the road.
All right. So wherever it's most beautiful.
Yep.
That's a good answer. That's a good answer.
That's me, man. All right, Asher.
Hit me with
your
it.
Turn.
Yep.
It's your turn. So first one is, would you rather, or what, if you can only have one food on your run for the rest of your life, what would the food be?
Doggone, dude. Just because I've been eating it since high school as like a race day food. And can it be like multiple things, or does it have to be just one food?
One food. You can only eat it during every race, training, anytime you're running, you can only eat this one food.
Okay, well, I'm going to say it's one food. It's called Power Toast. So I think I've talked about it before.
I've never heard of this before, bro.
Ever heard of this? All right, well, I'm patenting it too, so nobody can steal my ideas. Anyways, it's pretty common. It's toasted bread with peanut butter on top, peanut butter and butter. So you got peanut butter and then some fat in there. Then you got sliced up banana on top of that. Then you drizzle it with honey, and then you sprinkle chia seeds on top. That's called Power Toast. And it's the best race day food you'll ever eat. And that's what I've eaten.
Hey,
yeah,
Asher, you need to start up Asher's Bakery and get that thing going.
It's going, man.
So, I kind of like the questions of like, if you can only choose one, what would you choose? Let me ask you this: if you can only choose one shoe brand and model, what would it be?
True, dude, that's so tough.
Because you had a pair of Ultras on, and then last time I checked, you were a Saucony fan or something. So,
yeah. Well, that's my thing, is I love the Saucony Kinvara Pros. Those have been fantastic racing shoes, but I can't run on them every day because I'm convinced they make you weak. They make your hamstrings weak and your butt weak and your calves weak. And so I think that's kind of what I'm dealing with right now. Is I ran in too many high stack propulsion shoes for too long, and so now my butt's weak. And so now I'm running in Ultras, and I can tell my butt's weak. And I got the Ultras because I was like, I got to re-strengthen, you know, these areas. So probably, dude, probably like some Hokas. Probably like some Hoka Challengers, because like those, that's such a solid shoe, but it's a road and trail shoe, and then it's got like no drop.
And you can have a weak butt muscle.
Huh?
You can have a weak butt muscle.
It'll strengthen your butt because it's not like that 12 millimeter drop from heel to toe like my other shoes are.
Yeah, hey, Asher sent me a picture that he was wearing some Ultras. I've been repping Ultras for like 3 years now. Yeah. And 3 or 4 years. Yeah, 4 years. And Asher finally decided to hop on the trend. So yeah. It took him 4 years.
Yeah, dude, and I love them. Kind of going on a side tangent. Plug for Ultra. I mean, I just needed something that was zero drop because I could tell, like I said, things were getting weak where they shouldn't have been getting weak. And so I saw those in the running store. And so funny story, you know, they're $140 retail and they were listed at $95. And so I go into the store, I'm looking at them, I try them on. I'm like, oh, these are really nice. And this lady, she's like, yeah, and I'll give you a deal. Cause I was talking to her about some other Ultras. She was like, I'll give them to you for $75. I was like, perfect. I'll get them today. so she knocked another $20 off and I bought them. And
yeah, it cost her $30, so she still made money on you.
Yeah, right. She still made money. But yeah, they're sweet.
Yeah, they had to pay their rent this month. So,
mm-hmm.
So would you rather run with breathtaking mountain views or in a dense, lush forest?
Ooh, that's good, I gotta go forest because I think I like if it's like hilly, I like the compactness and the feeling like you're running by stuff really quickly on the trail over something like mountains are awesome. I think I would rather hike in the mountains and run through dense forests because you get to take a little bit more time for the sightseeing whenever you're hiking versus whenever you're running.
That's a good answer, dude.
Yeah, that's my answer.
Dense lush forest. I just think of like the green pines of Colorado or something just running through there.
Yeah.
It rains too much here, dude, where I'm at. Like, yeah, we got green pines. Bro, it rains way too much here. It's probably rained like 3 out of the 7 days here every week for the past 3 weeks.
Dang, so y'all are like in the rainy season.
Dude, we're just getting smashed. And I gotta like maintain this trail for this race this weekend. And like, we just had rain again this morning. I think we're gonna get it again tomorrow. And I'm like, when am I allowed to go out and cut some trail, you
Yeah, for real.
know? Anyways, I think I'll probably try to go out on a day that's, well, now it's supposed to rain Saturday during the race. So great.
Fantastic.
Well, luckily it's in the evening though. So. Anyways, yeah, it's gonna be humid. It says 66 degrees. That really means 72. Anyways, all
That'll be
right.
fun.
Oh, this is a good one. Asher, speaking of humidity, would you prefer running in a cooler, crisp, like mountain air environment, or would you rather run in a warm, humid atmosphere, kind of like a jungle, kind of like where I live?
I'm always gonna opt for humidity. I just love training in the humidity. I like, well, assuming that I have water and, the ability to rehydrate. If I don't have that, then definitely running in the mountains, which you also need water there. But yeah, humidity all the way, baby. You know me.
The thing I liked about the Hotter in Hell 100 race is that I didn't sweat at all. Like I did, but it just instantly evaporated. I really like that.
Didn't seem like you were sweating.
No, I did. Even if it didn't show, like my body had to. Like
That's what
it
I'm
did.
saying. Yeah, like for us, we were pretty much dry the whole time, but we were sweating. It was gone right when it came out of our pores or whatever.
Yeah, by the way, I'm down to do the Hotter Hell 100 again, but only if we do the gravel one.
The gravel ride, not the road ride.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't mind the road. I
You
don't
gotta
want
have a
to
good experience. I think you just, I don't know, you bonked early and so that made it horrible.
do I
Like
don't want to
I
road
had.
I don't want to road train again. It's too dangerous.
Well, you can just do like me and just run. And then the weekend before you go on a 50-mile ride and you're like, oh, I feel pretty good. And then you
Well,
go out the next weekend, you hammer out 100.
Asher, not everybody has natural Hulk muscles like you. So,
I guess so. I guess
Asher
so.
came out of the womb with a six pack, literally.
Well, now I have weak glutes, so you'll be able to keep up.
Okay.
Let's
Right. And then I don't know what number we're at, but we're still gonna go. All right. Would you rather encounter wildlife like deer, bears, mountain lions along the trail, or stick to trails where it encounters?
do what?
This is stupid.
Is
I
it a
asked
trail?
AI to
No.
give me some questions.
Oh my gosh. What does it
It
say?
said, would you rather run on the trail with?
Is cracking up right now.
It's like, why would you ask? All right, would you rather run on the trail with deer, bears, or mountain lions? Or run on the
You can't even get it out.
trail? Oh, Charlie, can you read this? Charlie, can
What?
you come read it for me? Charlie, read number 9. Yeah,
Lady, get down.
Hey, Carly, we're in the middle of, hey, read number
She's
nine.
Stepping on me. Okay, number nine. Would you rather, lady?
It's okay, just ignore it.
Would you rather encounter wildlife like deers, bears, or mountain lions along the trail, or stick to or stick to trails where encounters are less likely? Why was that so funny?
All right, Asher. So would you rather run on a trail where there's a bunch of wild animals, or run on a trail where there are not a lot of wild animals?
Right. So it's basically asking, would you rather encounter danger or not?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to opt for not. I'm going to have to say I'm good on the danger. That's my answer. But I understand why some people might want to see the bears and the mountain lions and the tigers or whatever it said.
Yeah, I don't get that. I don't understand that. Interesting question. Thanks, AI.
Woo!
All right, I think that got it all.
Yep, I think that's five. Five each. Well, that was good.
Yeah.
I don't know why I was piqued with the idea this morning, but I was like, we just need to ask each other some running questions because I feel like we never get some answers from one another. So that's good.
Well, it worked out. It worked out, man.
Sure did.
Well, I think that's all I got. Ash, you got anything?
Nothing else. Y'all, I've been really enjoying this, the two run clubs that I'm part of down here in Florida. So if y'all have a chance to go run with some people, go be part of like just a little run group or something. Even like I noticed a lot of coffee shops and breweries around here have like evening runs where they'll do 2 or 3 miles. So if you need a double to go socialize with people, it's always so worth it. So yeah, get out there and run with people.
Well, yeah, there's a group here called the Longview Loopers.
Yeah.
I haven't been running with them because they start their runs at 5 a.m. But I decided the other day I'm going to try to join them. So,
yes, sir.
They do every Tuesday, Thursday at 5 a.m., like not far from where I live. So I guess I'll hop on. The only reason I did, though, is because originally I thought it was like a bunch of slow people. Like, no offense to slow people, but like, you know, if I'm going to go run, you know, 6, 8 miles in the morning, I want to be a decent pace. I don't want to go walking pace, you know?
Right.
So I want to get a workout in. But these folks, I was going to the gym one day and it was like 5 something in the morning. And I saw these folks running on the side of the road and they were moving pretty quick. I was like, well, good. If I can be challenged, I want to join the group. So we're going to see how it goes this week.
Love it.
Yep.
Love it.
That's awesome. The only running group we got. Yeah. That's the only running group we got here, though. So I really personally don't have time to start one or the consistency to. I mean, I haven't even been able to go to the gym the past week, probably, because I literally have not had a consistent schedule. So, yeah. You get to look forward to that last basher.
I'm so ready, dude. Hey, you've had the gym out and, you know, being able to put on these races, like you said. Each time you get to put on a race, it's basically a workout.
Yep, I guess so. Yep. I remember Chupacabra race last year. We all did a workout out on the pavement with some, I had a mat and stuff. And we all did a pull up, push up, squat workout.
That's right. We get it done. We get it done.
Yeah. Yep. But anyway, all right. Well, we'll see y'all next Monday on Shooting the Bull. Thanks for tuning in.
Happy trails, y'all.
Happy trails.